Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914 page 1619 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Q. I know, but are you acquainted with his general character? What is generally said about what has been said about him? A. I can't express my opinion of his general character. Q. Just answer yes or no. A. Yes, sir. Q. Well, is that good or bad? A. I can't express my opinion of his character from hearsay. Q. All right. What is generally said about him from hearsay up to April 26, 1913, just before the Fagan girl was killed? That hearsay is what people say about the judge's ruling? A. Well, I will tell you all I can say, what you have heard. The court. Don't tell what you have heard, just tell whether or not you heard anything. Q. I won't press the point. I want to ask you if you know Miss Irene Jackson. A. I certainly do. Q. Do you know Miss Hattie Hall? A. I do. Q. Were you or not ever present in the dressing room of the ladies on the fourth floor when Miss Irene Jackson was present and when you were partially undressed, when any or both of these young ladies were present? A. I was in the dressing room. Q. Was undressed? A. Yes, sir. Q. Was undressed? A. Yes, sir. A. Miss Jackson, when she was undressed? Q. Did or did not Leo M. Frank come in there? A. He came to the door and opened it and stuck his head inside of the door. Q. Stuck his head inside of the door. Did he or did not knock? A. He did not knock. Q. He did not knock. What, if anything, was said when he did that, grinned as he caught the door? A. He just stood there and grinned as he caught the door. Q. What was said, if anything, by anybody in the room when he did that? A. Miss Jackson. He stood and looked for a few minutes longer, I suppose. Then she thought he ought to go, and she said, "Well, we're dressing. Blame it." And then he shut the door. Cross-examination by Mr. Rosser. Q. Didn't he ask you if you girls didn't have any work to do? A. Yes, sir. He put his head in. And didn't he say, "Haven't you girls got work to do?" A. Yes, sir. Q. And he didn't say it that way. A. He asked you if you didn't have any work to do, but he asked you if you didn't have any work to do? A. Yes, sir. Q. That was the only time you ever saw him in the room when he tried to come in, is that right? A. Yes, sir. Q. And that is the fact, isn't it? And the question, he never said anything but that? A. I didn't understand the question. Q. I didn't think you did. Well, now, you were in there that day, Miss Kitchens? A. I was in there with Miss Jackson. Q. Who else was in there? A. Well, Miss Ethel Stewart was in there part of the time. Q. Just you three? A. Just us three. Q. What time of day was it? A. Well, I can't state the exact time, but just before dinner. Q. Well, the afternoon? A. Yes, sir. Q. During business hours? A. Yes, sir. Q. Weren't you all dismissed from work? We didn't have any more to do? A. Yes, sir. We were dismissed from work. Q. You didn't have any work to do that day? A. No, sir. Q. And you were all just resting in the dressing room? A. Yes, sir. Q. You were in the dressing room because the work had been dismissed? A. Yes, sir. Q. How long were you in there dressing to leave? A. Just a short while. Q. Dressing to leave? A. Yes, sir. Q. You had finished your work? A. Yes, sir. Q. And you had nothing else to do? A. No, sir. Q. Mr. Stelker, and that is all you said? He asked you if you girls didn't have any work to do? A. Yes, sir. Q. And you all told him you didn't have any work to do? A. Yes, sir. Q. Aren't you mistaken? Miss Jones has been down here and testified, hasn't she? A. I have only got her word for it. Q. She is a matter of fact. I am asking you if you know she told me she had not been down there before this murder took place? A. I don't know. Q. You didn't work there before I ever went there? A. Yes, sir, when Miss Jones worked there. Q. Did Miss Howell work there? A. No, sir, Miss Howell worked there when I did. Q. And she was committed, I think. In fact, I know she told me she did. A. I don't know just exactly. I was off from the factory 4 months. I went to work there, and I never went back until Q. I am going to ask you, you are certain Miss Howell has been on the stand, hasn't she? A. She was on, Miss Howell. Q. I think she is mistaken. I am asking you the question that we have asked all of those ladies that worked on the fourth floor. I.